Nolte, CNN and ABC News terrified to confront Biden's with smoking gun golf photo. By John Nolte on October 16, 2019. Far-left CNN and ABC News did not have the moral courage to confront the Bidens with a damning photograph that shows Joe and Hunter Biden enjoying an afternoon of golf with Devin Archer, a board member on the Ukrainian energy firm Burisma Holdings. With the help of the crooked media, former Vice President Joe Biden has been allowed to act outraged while not answering legitimate questions about his son Hunter getting filthy rich by trading in on his father's name and influence, and doing so while Joe was still vice president. Back in 2013 to 2014, the White House put Biden in charge of Ukraine and a number of specific issues regarding the Chinese government. Riding his father's coattails, and without any experience with either Ukraine or in the energy sector, Hunter secured a seat on the board of Burisma, where he was paid an incredible $50,000 a month, to the eventual tune of, according to some reports, $3 million. In China, Hunter literally hitched a ride on Air Force Two with his dad to Beijing and secured a $1.5 billion, with a B, deal that could, according to factcheck.org, eventually earn him tens of millions of dollars. And what has been the real-world result of what stinks like a couple of foreign bribes? Well, we have Joe Biden on video bragging about getting a Ukrainian prosecutor fired. A prosecutor who, under penalty of perjury, says he was investigating Burisma. To get this prosecutor fired, Biden admits to muscling Ukraine's government into a quid pro quo, no U.S. aid unless you fire the guy. Ukraine fired the guy. And then there's Joe Biden sucking up to the same Chinese government that, through the Bank of China, handed a company in which Hunter has a 10% stake and a cool $1.5 billion. When confronted with these obvious and utterly shameless conflicts of interest, the media allow Biden to hide behind his outrage over his integrity being challenged, coupled with his now debunked lie about never having discussed these shady overseas business deals with Hunter. To begin with, we already know Biden discussed these deals with his son because Hunter has admitted to discussing them with his dad. Secondly, though, is the photo, which clearly shows Joe and Hunter and Burisma's Devin Archer enjoying a round of golf while Joe was vice president in 2014. Nevertheless, during an extended interview with Hunter this week, not once did ABC News ask him about this photo, even after Hunter claimed he never discussed his business with his dad. Nevertheless, during a three-hour debate Tuesday night, where Joe Biden once again only answered the Hunter questions with sanctimonious outrage over his integrity being questioned, not once did CNN or the New York Times ask him about this photo. The corrupt media are terrified to ask about the photo because they 1. Want to hide this smoking gun from voters, and 2. Know Slow Joe does not have a good answer, and cannot square his claim of not having discussed his son's business dealings with this round of golf. But here's the thing Democrat primary voters need to keep in mind. Donald Trump is not John McCain or Mitt Romney. Donald Trump cannot be bullied by the crooked media into dropping an attack on an opponent. And Donald Trump will flog Slow Joe relentlessly with his smoking gun until the end of time. No matter how hard the crooked media try, they cannot wish away photographic evidence of Joe and Hunter Biden's dirty overseas dealing and all the lies they have told to try and cover it up. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.